in Chaitanya Bhagavat, we're hearing about Vishwambhara's Leela and Shuklambhara Brahmachari's house in the bank of the Ganga, and he's collected a handful of his intimate bhaktas there: Shriman Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit, Sarashiva Pandit, Srivas Thakur, Murari. And Vishwambhara is experiencing great separation from the Lord, from Krishna, and he's inundating everyone else in his intense love and separation. Everyone is toppling over and falling on top of each other, and the Lord is standing and falling and standing and falling. Gadadhara Sarashiva Shriman Pandita Shuklambhara Adi Save Haile Vismita. All the devotees headed by Gadadhar, Sarashiva, Shriman Pandit, and Shuklambhara became struck with wonder on seeing the transformations of ecstasy displayed by the Lord. Ye dekini lena prema save avakya apurva dekhiya karo dehi nahibaya. Due to love, they all became speechless. Some of them even lost external consciousness by that wonderful sight. Purport. On seeing Vishwambhara's most wonderful, never-before-seen display of transformations of ecstatic love belonging to the category of Mahabhav, all the devotees became speechless. Vaishnava samaje sabe aila harishe anupurvi kahilena ashesha vishesh. They all went joyfully to the community of Vaishnavas and narrated in detail the entire incident. Shuniya sakala maha bhagavatagan hari hari bali sabe karina krandan. Hearing the news, all the devotees, the Mahabhagavats, not ordinary, says Shuniya sakala mahabhagavat gan. Gan means the group, like Saki Gan, the group of Mahabhagavats. The other, before, we were hearing about Bhagavad Gan. Remember this term Vrindavan Das Thakur was saying, Bhagavad Gan. Sometimes it says Bhaktagan or Bhagavad Gan. All these devotees were gathering. Now the Mahabhagavad Gan. Hari Hari Vali Sabe Karena Krandan. They were so happy they began to cry. They were very, very happy and they were crying, Hari Hari. Shuniya Apurva Preme Sabe Vismita. Keha Baleishvarava Aila Vidita. They were all amazed to hear about the wonderful display of love. Someone said, maybe the Supreme Lord has manifest. Ishvara. Keha Bale Nimai Pandit Balahaile Pashandira Munda Chandi Bari Pari Hele. Someone said, if Nimai Pandit becomes a good devotee, then we can easily tear off the heads of the atheists. That's a really fired up statement here. Tear off the heads, I think that means defeat them. Convert them, defeat them. I don't think it's literal. I don't think they're going to go around and rip off the heads like Bhima on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, ripping heads off with his bare hands. These little Bengalis, I don't think they're up to it. But they're saying if he becomes Nimai Pandit Bala, Pashandira, Pashandis, Munda, Chindi Bhari, Pari Hela, basically it's actually saying they're going to shave them up. The Pashandis are going to get shaved up. If Nimai Pandit, if he becomes a good devotee, Bala Bhakta. Keha Bale Haibeka Krishnara Rahasya Sarvata Sandeha Nai Janiha Avashya. Some of them said, know for certain that this is one of Krishna's mysteries. There is no doubt about it. Some devotees said, everyone will certainly understand the mystery of Krishna's unknown pastimes from this Nimai Pandit. There is no doubt about it. Keha Bali, everyone is trying to understand how is he transformed, and now he's going to be part of our community. He's going to become a great devotee. He's going to help us in our preaching. convert the atheist. And this must be a special leela of God's, that he's empowering this pundit friend of ours for these extraordinary ecstasies. Certainly this must be what's happening. The Lord is going to display some amazing pastimes through this pundit. How else could this be happening? Keha bala ishvara purira sange haite kiba dekilena krishna prakasha gayate. Someone else said, by associating with Ishwarapuri, he must have seen some manifestation of Krishna at Gaya. Deki Krishna Prakash Gayate. He must have had some vision. After he got initiated, he must have some vision of Mahaprabhu or of Krishna. Sometimes devotees say like that, especially Russian devotees. As soon as they get initiated, they usually say, last night I had a dream of Radharani. You know, Radharani appeared to me, or Panchatattva. They're very big on these visions. I heard one discussion between Anantadas Pandit and Yul Gishore in English. It's on the tape. And Yul Gishore, his disciple, said, well, Guru Maharaj, I am from Russia, and I'm counseling and preaching to many of the Russian devotees. And many of them, they tell me, last night I saw Krishna. Last night I had a darshan of Krishna. Really, I saw Radharani last night. I had darshan when I was chanting. And Guru Maharaj, I don't know what to make of this. And Guru Maharaj started laughing. And he said, yes, they want to eat fruits without planting a seed. This is very good. Because if you want to eat mango fruits, you have to plant the seed in the ground, and then grow the tree, and then leaves and flowers and fruits. It takes some time, maybe 20 years. But they want to eat the fruits without planting a seed. And then he went on to explain there are three types of darshan one can have. There's sporti, visporti, and sakshat darshan. Then he explained the difference between sporti, visporti, and sakshat darshan. And sporti begins at the level of bhava bhakti, not the level of harinam. Bhava bhakti. Oh, Prabhu, I saw Radharani. I could touch her. Because Yogi sure has to deal with so many of these visionary people from the USSR. So he's trying to cool them down and try to understand what is reality from his Guru Maharaj. So he could counsel them. Oh. And then his Guru Maharaj said, yes. And he said, what should I tell him? He said, yes, it's very good. You keep chanting Hare Krishna. Chant some more japa. In the Leelamrita, there's some pastime. It's not exactly such a great vision. But there's one lady, she was chanting Hare Krishna in San Francisco, and she met Srila Prabhupada. She said, Swamiji, when I chant Hare Krishna, when I'm chanting Hare Krishna, I see this bright red light. And this bright red light appears in front of my eyes and goes, wow, 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 wow. Kind of like a strobe light. Strobe light in a disco or something. And what should I do about this red light, Prabhupada? And what does this mean? And then Prabhupada said, he was very grave, and he said, keep chanting Hare Krishna. It will go away. All your illusions and your other phantasmagoria, it will go away. So one devotee, he thought, this must be the Guru Kripa, the mercy of Ishwarapuri, that he's become some Krishna Vesh, some Prakash. He's seen some vision of Krishna there. He's had some sporti of Krishna. E matta anande sakal, e nanda anande sakala bhaktagan, nana janne nana katta karena katana. In this way, all the devotees happily discussed various topics among themselves. Sabe meli karite lagila ashivad, hauka hauka satya krishnera prasad. Hauka hauka, hauka hauka. They all jointly blessed the Lord. They all gave Ashirvad. Nimai, very good. Balo, balo, take our blessings. It's very good. You're changed. You're now coming to the right point. Now you're improving. Please take our blessings. Everyone together blessed the Lord with the words, may He be the object of Krishna's mercy. Krishne Matir Astu. It's very kind of them, huh? The devotees are blessing God. God needs blessings. Anande lagila sabe karite kirtan. Keha gaya keha nache karaye krandan. In this way, all the devotees happily passed their... Oh, excuse me. All the devotees began to perform kirtan in ecstasy. What else? I mean, it's always an ecstatic kirtan. There's no such thing as a non-ecstatic kirtan. I never read anywhere about a non-ecstatic kirtan. Except when I'm chanting or in the kirtan. But it says, all the devotees began to perform kirtan in ecstasy. Anand. Anande lagila. Sabe karite kirtan. Some of them sang gaya, some danced nache, and some cried krandan. We often see people dancing and also singing, but not very often we see anyone crying when they're chanting. Hena matte bhaktagan achena harishe takura vishtahe achena nijarase. In this way, all the devotees happily passed their time as the Lord remained absorbed in His own mood. Avishta. Avishta chitta. He was nijaras. He was in His mood, in her mood. He was in her mood, her ras. Avishta. He had, like avesh, we say avesh. Avishta means deeply entered into, absorbed in. Kantanchit maya prakashya vishambar chalilena gangadasa panditera ghar. Returning to partial external consciousness. Maya prakashya. Vishambar went to the house of Gangadas Pandit. Who's Gangadas Pandit? Gangadas Pandit is a teacher, a Sanskrit teacher. Gangadas Pandit is a Sanskrit teacher of Vishambar, because he wanted to give the good news to his guru, his Sanskrit guru. Guru ra karila prabhu charana vandan sambrame uttiya guru kaila alingan. Vishambar offered his obeisances at the feet of his teacher. Guru prabhu charana vandan. Prabhu means Mahaprabhu or Chaitanya. Guru Charana, Charana Vandan, who immediately got up with respect and embraced the Lord. I guess the Guru was sitting at the time. Sambrame, Samraputtiya, Guru, Kaila, Alingana. This is a Guru Shishya Prem Sambandha, the loving relationship between Guru and disciple. Although, of course, the guru, the disciple is God, but this is the achar, this is the behavior. In 7th canto of Bhagavatam, Narada Muni is describing the brahmachari at the gurukul. Brahmachari gurukuleva sandanta gurohitam. He says that the brahmachari lives for the benefit of the guru, gurohitam. Then he says, Guru Sudrida Sorida. The last line is Guru Sudrida Sorida. Surit. Drida, Drida, Surit. That the disciple, he has a firm feeling of heartly friendship with the Guru. Guru, the Guru, Guru, Sudrida Sorida. Surit, Sorid, Sorido. That it's drida, it's very firm, the relationship of friendship. Of course, there's sambrama. Sambrama means respect. Sambram, respect. Because this word is here, sambram, sambrame utia, that the guru is showing sambram, complete respect towards the disciple, because he's understanding who the disciple is. Sambrame utya guru kaila alinganam. But this is the intimacy of guru and disciple, that there's such friendship, there's loving embrace, I mean at least brahmacharis, and the men to the men. And of course, if lady guru is there, then she'll embrace her lady disciples, or even senior shiksha guru lady, or some other lady disciple she may embrace out of affection. Guru bale dhanya bhap tomara jivan pitrikula matrikula karila mochan. Gangadas Pandit Guruji said, dhanya bhap, bap, bap. It means like wonderful, glorious, great, great, it's wonderful. Tomar jivan, your life is great, it's wonderful. Translation, glorious is your life, my dear. Interesting translation. Pitrikula, matrikula, karila mochan. That's pretty easy Bengali. Kula means the family, guru kula, the family, the guru, or the group, or the side of. You have delivered both your father's and mother's families. Pitrikula, matrikula, karila mochan. Tamara paduya sabha, tamara avadi, puntikeha nahi mele, brahmabale jadi. Your students know only you as their teacher. They would not open their books even for Lord Brahma. That's pretty good. Gangadas is telling his student that the students of his student, the Nimai Pandit had his toll. Toll means Sanskrit academy, place of teaching Sanskrit, and he had his students. But in his absence, while he went to Gaya, which would take a few weeks, I suppose, walking, going back and forth, he's telling Gangadas Pandit, he's telling your students, they won't open their books without you. They won't even open their books. Even if Brahma, who is the Adi Guru, he's saying, why is he saying Brahma? Because Brahma is the guru of all gurus. He's the Adi Guru. He received his teachings directly from the Lord, Narayan. So he's the Adi Guru. So he's saying, even the topmost supreme guru, the Adi Guru, the guru of all gurus, even if he comes before the students, they won't open their books. That's how superior, that's what your position is. Nimai, your position in relation to your students is so much reverence they have, or regard they have for you. So even if the supreme topmost guru of all gurus comes to teach them Sanskrit, they'll say, Tikne, Jao Brahma. Hekane. Aila tumi sabhara prakash kali haite padaiba aji jahavas. Now that you have returned, you should begin teaching from tomorrow. Today, go home. This word, sabhara prakash, indicates the Lord who manifests the beauty and bliss in everyone's heart, who revives the illuminating mood of awe and reverence, and who unfolds the real truth. That's quite an elaborate description of this term. Sabhara Prakash. Now that you have returned, Ekane, Aila Tumi, Sabhara Prakash. I guess what's being said here, according to the commentary, is that Gangadas Pandit, it's called foreshadowing. He's predicting. He's giving a prediction here, which is revealed here in Vrindavan Das Thakur. He's saying, Sabhara Prakash. Sabhara means everyone. Prakash means to manifest. That now that Nimai Pandit has become transformed into a lover of God, into a great Vaishnav, by the arrangement of this initiation with Ishvara Puri, he's going to engage in these activities. What's he going to do? Sabhara Prakash means that Nimai Pandit, Vishambar, he's going to manifest beauty and bliss in everyone's heart. This is Sabhara Prakash. Prakash means manifest. Sabhara means to everyone and also everything. Savara means everything and also everyone. So he'll, Vishambhara will approach everyone and he will go to everyone, Sub. And he will give them everything. What is everything? What is everything? Everything is beauty and bliss. He'll manifest beauty and bliss in everyone's heart. That's really everything. If you have beauty and bliss in your heart, you've got everything. You don't want anything more. Because everyone's hankering for beauty and for happiness. And happiness is the greatest beauty. If your heart is saturated with happiness, you don't hanker for anything else. So Vishambhara will do this now that he's about to begin his Sankirtan movement. And he will revive the illuminating mood of awe and reverence, and he will unfold the real truth. Guru Namaskariya Chalila Vishambhara Chaturdike Paduya Dashtita Sharash Shashadhar. After offering obeisances to his guru, Namaskar, Guru Namaskariya, Vishambhara left that place, Chalo, right, Chalila. Surrounded by his students, he appeared like the moon amidst the stars. Veshtita Shashadhar. Shashadhar, that's the name for moon. Interesting name, Shashadhar. Alena Srimukunda Sanjayera Gare Asya Vasila Chandi Mandapa Pitare. Vishambhara arrived at the house of Mukunda Sanjay, where he sat down within the Chandi Mandap Bitari. Chandi Mandap, because in these houses in Navadvip, especially in Bengal in general, most people there at that time, 500 years ago, and even today, they're worshippers of Durga. They worship Durga. Historically, or in their families, they were all worshippers of Durga. Maybe the house of Mukunda Sanjay was established by his father and grandfather and great-grandfather. They were all worshippers of Durga, or Chandi is the name for Durga. So there's one area of the house, it's a mandap. It's a raised platform with a yajna shal in the middle of it and some roof. And they will do homas and yajnas to Durga, Durga Puja. They will do Durga Puja there. And there's an area for people to sit around the Yajnashala. It's called the Chandi Mandap. So Mahaprabhu went there. He sat there. That was his classroom to give some studies. Goshti Sange Mukunda Sanjaya Punyavant Jai Haila Ananda Tahara Nahi Ant. Accompanied by his relatives, the most pious Mukunda Sanjay experienced unlimited happiness. Purushottam Sanjayera Prabhu Kaila Kole Sanchilena Angatana Nayanera Jale. Vishambhara embraced Purushottam Sanjay and drenched his body with tears. He's really in a really audarya mood. Audarya means overflowing generosity. When you have a cup, you have a 1 liter cup and you have a 5 liter pitcher of water and you just keep pouring that 5 liters into the 1 liter. It just keeps pouring in and overflowing, bubbling over the top, overflowing. So Mahaprabhu is in this mood now. He's overflowing with mercy, overflowing with love. He's just, anyone he sees, he's embracing them and bathing them with his tears. Jaya kara dite lagi lena narigan Parama ananda haila mukunda bhavan. All the ladies made auspicious sounds. Very good. Live action. We're right there. And the house of Mukunda became the abode of supreme happiness. Parama ananda haila mukunda bhavan. Parama ananda. Shubha Drishti Patta Prabhu Kari Sabakare Alena Mahaprabhu Apana Mandire. After glancing mercifully on everyone, Mahaprabhu returned to his house. So that was a brief visit. A few devotees, he went to the Chandi Mandap of Mukunda Sanjay's house, met his father, Purushottam Sanjay, embraced him, bathed him with his tears of love, initiated him into the Gauranga Prem Sangha, and then smiled, looked at everyone, and walked out. Asiya Vasila Vishnu Grihera Duyare Pritikare Vidaya Dilena Sabakare Vishambar went to the doorstep of his Vishnu temple, where he affectionately bid farewell to his students. Pritikari Vidaya Dilena Sabakare Sabakare. Bye bye. So he walked home to his house, Jagannath Mishra Bhavan in Mayapur, and they have a temple there, a Narayan temple in the house. So he walked there to the threshold, about to enter the Vishnu temple, and he turned around, bye bye. He said goodbye to all the students. He affectionately bid farewell. Pritikari means with great love. Jai Jai Jana Aise Prabhure
Sambashite Prabhura Charitrakeha Napare Bujite.
Everyone who came to greet the Lord was unable to understand his characteristics. Purva Vidya Audatya Nadeki Kona Janna Parama Virakta Praya Takke Sarvakshanna. They found none of the arrogance that the Lord had previously exhibited. Rather, they found him always in a renounced mood. Purva Vidya Audatya. Purva means previously, before, and he would always show off his knowledge, is really what it's saying. So they translate that to arrogance. There's the word vidya is there. Vidya Audatya means he was a show off. He would show off his expertise, and especially in Naya. He was saying, if this and this and this is true, then what comes next? And then they say, well, it comes like this. No, but if that... And then he would go backwards and forwards, and then they would present an argument that no one could defeat the argument, the logic. He said, can anyone defeat this logic? And they would say, no. And then he would say, no, you defeat it like this, you stupid. So this is his Purva Vidya, Deki Konjan, Parama Virakta Praya, Take Sarvakshan. Now his Parama Virakti was the topmost renunciate, because he had renounced that thing. This is why this term is used here. You have to consider this now. But this is a Bhagavatam. There's no purport here, but purports can be given every verse, obviously. And the acharyas, they do give when they give class. So Parama Virakta, why is it Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying now he's revealing the topmost Parama Virakta Praya. Praya means almost. He's almost totally, absolutely, completely renounced in the topmost way, Parama. Because we see, and it's very easy to give up calm, to control the senses. So many yogis and Mayavadi Acharyas or whatever, they can give up gross sense gratification. They can give up enjoying woman. They can enjoy and give up, eat very simple foodstuffs and live in a very renounced way, very detached way. But when it comes to pride and arrogance, it's very difficult to give up. Very difficult. Because the other one level is the gross level of the senses and our sense objects. By developing mental power, one can control the senses and the sense objects. Vacha vega manasakrodha vegam jiva vedam upasta vega. But to control the ego and to be in this mood of Trinadapi Sunichina Tore Vasishna, Amanina Manidena, to be free from this desire for man. Man means desire for respect, desire for honor, desire for distinction. It's very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. Because when he was showing off his vidya, he was doing that to get this out of pride and arrogance. This is false ego. Oh, I'm a great pundit. I'm Nimai Pandit. I'm undefeatable. Who can defeat me? I challenge anyone. If you can't defeat me, I'll throw ink all over you. I'll throw ink all over you and throw you in the Ganga. So he was very much impetuous. So now they see that he doesn't want to show this characteristic. And this is the topmost this is real renunciation. This is parama virakta. This is because parama also means topmost, but also means transcendental. Unless one is really transcendentally renounced, you can't give up ego. There's so many examples. I remember once in 81, we were living in Rishikesh. We had a preaching center with Krishna Balaram Swami. He's not around these days. He's outside doing his own thing. But he's a Brijvasi Brahmin, and he's my godbrother. So we had a preaching center there for Vrindavan Temple, and we were making life members in Haridwar and doing preaching programs. So he went once to one ashram, one big Advaitin sannyasi, and he invited us in. We sat down, and then one of his brahmacharis was there speaking to Guruji, huge ashram, bank of the Ganga, very famous, prominent personality, not only in India but even worldwide. And then the brahmachari was showing some flyer that he had printed on behalf of Guruji's Pravachan program. It was being held at the ashram, some big function, yearly function. And Guruji's looking at it, and then he became so, you know, all of a sudden he got really angry. He's all speaking Hindi, so I couldn't follow too much what he was saying in those days. But he was definitely lost his cool. He was really angry. He said, "What is this? That? You know, this, you stupid." You know, and then this and that. He said, "You stupid! How did you do this?" So then later, I asked Maharaja. I just understood he was really disturbed about something on this piece of paper. And then so then Maharaj asked for one of those papers because it's an invitation to this function. So we talked to him and what we had to do, and then we went back and we went outside. Maharaj, he showed me. Krishna Maharaj Swami, he showed me this paper. He was a brahmachari then. And he said, "See this paper? This is telling about his pravachan. But on the top here, it says Sri Shrimad Shastra Shiromani, so-and-so, a big long title of the guru. But he forgot to put Ekazar Aut. Ekazar Aut means 1,008. But he had everything else. He had Sri Shiman, Chaturvedi, Shastra Shiromani, Mahamandaleshwar, Shastra Shiromani, Chaturvedi, Jagadguru, so-and-so, Sri, you know, like that. But he forgot this Ashtotara, 1,008. There's 108, it's Ashtotara Shata. But then there's Ashtotara Shata is 108. That's small time. I mean, you're a small timer, 108. But if you're a 1,008, then you're really big. That's Ekazarat. Hazar means 1,000. So he was really hitting the rooftop because he wasn't being properly adored. He wasn't being properly recognized. So this is the thing that this is very difficult, this ego. So now we see that they found none of the arrogance that the Lord had previously exhibited. Putrer charitra shachi kichui na buje. Putrera mangala lagi Ganga Vishnu puje. Shachimata could not understand anything about her son's behavior. She simply worshipped the Ganga and Lord Vishnu for the welfare of her son. "Oh Vishnu, oh Narayan, I don't know what's happening. My son is going crazy. Oh Ganga Ma," every day she bathes in Ganga, every day she does Ganga Puja. Oh Ma Ganga, please, when my son comes today to bathe, will you make him normal? Make him like he was before. He was so sweet and so nice. He was a little proud, okay, but I liked him like this. It was okay. But now I can't understand his movements. He's crying, saying, Hari, 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 Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Swami Nila Krishna Chandra, Nila Putragan, Avashishta Sabe Matra Acheka Jan. Sachimata prayed, "Oh Swami, oh my master, oh Swami Krishna Chandra, Swami Nila, oh Krishna Chandra, you took away my husband, Nila Putragan, and you took away my son." Who was the son? What was his name?
Vishwarup.
Vishwarup. It's the elder brother of Vishwambar. Now I have ekajan. I avashishtam sabe matra ache ekajan. I only have one son left. Anath. And she says, Anathini more Krishna e dehavar. Shushta chitte grihe mor rahu vishvambar. Oh Krishna, I am anath. This is a very nice way of saying, I am a widow. Nath, we say Gopal Srinath, Srinathji, the Lord of Sri. Nath means the Lord, the Master, the Controller, the Protector. So when you have no protector and no Lord and no Master, no control, you're anath. Without anath. So she says, anathini. I don't have any. Please give me the benediction that Vishwambar may peacefully remain at home. Sushta chitte, grihe mora, rahu. Let him stay at home. Lakshmire anina putra samipe vasai. Drishti patta karya o prabhu nahi chai. Mother Shachi purposely bought Vishnupriya and had her sit in front of her son. Although the Lord gazed in her direction, he didn't actually see her. And this gives some more indication about the age, maybe also. The word Lakshmi in this verse refers to Vishnupriya and Devi. Seeing Nimai's indifferent nature towards everything that was not related to Krishna, Shachi acted like an ordinary worldly mother who was fond of increasing her son's family attachment and thought as follows. This is Mother Shachi's thinking. If I create opportunities for my son to engage in intimate conversations with my daughter-in-law, Sri Vishnupriya Devi, then perhaps my son's strong tendency and attachment for Krishna's worship, which is just contrary to material enjoyment, will diminish. So he's trying to, Mother Shachi is trying to put her son in Maya. Here, sit with Maya Devi for a while. Talk sweetly to her, smell her body, hear her sweet voice, maybe you can touch her. And you can now, if you do that, you'll forget about Krishna. You'll forget about your Krishna worship. It's like when Indian boys want to join ISKCON, then the parents, they offer them anything. So, but I like the temple. We have nice deities. We don't have any deities. I'll build you a temple room. If they're rich, they say, "We'll build a temple room at home. Don't move. Don't live in the." Oh, you like deities? Okay, we'll give you deities. Do anything. Stay home. Get married. Be a normal Agrawal. A normal Agrawal. Don't join the temple. So they try to they give him everything and anything. He could never get anything his whole life. He was asking his father for years to buy him a car. And as soon as he makes an intimation that he may want to join ISKCON, "Oh, you've always, I'll buy you that car you wanted. I'll buy you that car, I'll buy you this, that, everything. But don't join ISKCON. Keep all this Maya, but don't worship Krishna." So this is an old trick. This is an old trick going on for 500 years, since the beginning of Gaudiya Vaishnava movement. Mothers and fathers have always been trying to give Maya to their sons and daughters to prevent them from worshiping Krishna. Even Mother Shachi, she's always, he's trying to worship Krishna and all day and night chanting Krishna, 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 and chanting Krishna, 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 and crying, "Hey, we better put him in Maya. Hey, Vishnupriya, come here. Do your thing." Put him in Maya. So from this we can understand that Vishnupriya is there, and it's sometime after he got married. So how old was he when he got married? Yes. Anyone remember all the figures we gave?
8 years.
No.
Yeah, she was pretty small though.
She was 8?
She was 18.
Yeah. He was 18 and she was
8.
What did she do at 8 years?
Hmm? Well, she has immaturity 1.5 times. So 8 can be 12, and 12 can be 13, and there can be some pretty Maya Devis at 13. I see it a few. So it depends on how those genes develop. At any rate, So it appears that if this is around the same time, it's hard to see chronology here. And generally in spiritual books, it's very hard to figure out chronology, the way they speak and what times and places. But it could be that he got initiated when he was around 18 or something. Anyway, this mystery will be solved in a day or two when the authorities give us a clear idea. Because this whole discussion is going on. He went to Gaya, he came back, he got initiated, he's in ecstasy. Now the next thing is Vishnupriya enters the scene, right? So he can't be 10 or 11, it must be after he got married. So he got married when he's 18. So if he just came back and he's already married, maybe he's 19 when he got initiated. So then that makes even more sense about all these ecstasies. He's a full-grown person. At any rate, it's nice to capture our attention. According to ordinary worldly consideration, conditioned souls in their youth try to enjoy their wives, thinking their wives as objects of enjoyment. And thus, they become attached to material existence and griha medhi, family life. But such a consideration never arose in Vishwambar. Although while maintaining indifference and being afflicted by separation from Krishna, he gave Vishnupriya a token glance. He did not become enthusiastic to see the personification of servitude, Vishnupriya Devi, as an object of enjoyment. Well, that's pretty interesting. I mean, that's the Vishnupriya, in other words, was the ideal wife in the eyes of a man or husband. She is a personification of service. Seva Rup. Swayam. Seva Swayam Rup. Personification of Seva. No selfishness. Everything for her beloved husband. But he didn't. He looked at, passed a token glance. He didn't have any interest. He saw that she's Vishnupriya. She's dear to Vishnu, and she should serve Vishnu. Let her serve Narayan in our temple. Niravadi shlokapadi kareye randan. Kota Krishna, Kota Krishna, Balayanukshan. Vishnubhar constantly recited verses and cried as he continually implored, "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?" Verses means verses about Krishna. This is part of the sadhana that's done in Raghunuga Bhakti, is that devotees, they will recite different verses about their Ishta, Ishtadev, about the beauty, the form of their Ishtadev, the form of Radha or Krishna, or their qualities of Radha and Krishna, or some pastime, especially describing their form, the beauty of their form. They'll recite these verses because these verses are, the Lord is actually packed up in these verses, which are written by the great Acharyas. So when the devotees recite these verses, then it brings the form of the Lord and the presence of the Lord into their heart. That experience increases their separation. So in their japa, they chant with more separation. So these verses are often woven into the japa. And this is bhakti. In Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sanatan Goswami has described these verses in a collective form called Bhakti Rasayana. And these verses are describing the Sakya Ras and Vatsalya Ras and Madhurya Ras. The different Raghunuga sadhaks will chant these verses and blend them with their chant. They will chant these verses and blend them with their Mahamantra chanting. And this will increases their mood of separation, which is so much favorable. We're developing our rag for Krishna to feel genuine separation. We'll develop our attachment for Krishna. The Lord constantly recited verses as he cried and cried as he continually implored, "Where is Krishna? Kota Krishna, Kota Krishna." And our Gaurakishore, being aspiring for Radharani's love and Radharani's service, he was also saying Kotai or Kota, Kota, Kotai. Kotai go prema mahi radhe radhe. He was crying out, "Where is Radharani? Where is Radharani?" As the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they want Radharani. Where is Radharani? They're interested in Radharani. Where is she? Where is she? She's my swamini. I'm her maidservant. And that, obviously, maidservant always wants to be with the master or mistress. So where is she? kakano kakano jeva hunkar karaya dhare palayena lakshmi shachipaya bhaya. Sometimes Vishambhar roared loudly, hunkara, in such a way that Vishnu Priya Devi ran away in fear and Shachi became frightened. Dhari palayana, she ran away. And Shachi Payabhaya, she became fearful. Imagine your son starts roaring like a lion. And Lakshmi ran away. And why, you might ask the question, why in these verses? Because there is Lakshmi Priya and Vishnu Priya. They're two different individuals. So why in these verses is it describing Vishnu Priya with the word Lakshmi? One might ask that question. Vrindavan Das Thakur is referring to Vishambhar's second wife, who is Vishnu Priya, but he's using the word Lakshmi. Because in the Vedic culture, the chaste wife, regardless of her name or whatever, she represents the goddess of fortune. It's considered that when a son gets married and a lady comes into the house from another family, because this is what happens, a new member comes into the house, that virgin girl that enters the house is considered that Lakshmi Devi herself is entering the house. The personification of fortune, the goddess of fortune as we say in English, is actually entering the person's house and joining that family. And we often see, at least my experience in India the last 20 years, seeing many people get married, that the family that receives that virgin girl, if she is a virgin girl, everything becomes increased. They maybe make more money, they get more income, they get some promotions. Good things happen. I've seen it directly myself. So it's quite a fact that it's actually a fact that the virgin girl, Kanyadan, when she's given in charity to another family, that family that receives that girl, they become more fortunate, practically, pragmatically, and tangibly. They become more fortunate and they become more healthy. Many, many things happen. It's not just some mythology. I've seen it. Even I told this one friend of mine, he's a Brahmin, Gujarati Brahmin, and they weren't doing so well. I told him, and they don't know so much all deep Shastra. I said, when you get married, if you get a proper wife, because he was the only son in the family, he had two sisters that got married. I said, when your wife comes, so much fortune will come in your house. You mark my words. You see what happens. He said, really? And then he said, oh, you're right, you're right. I said, it's not me, it's the Shastras. Shastras are saying this.
Not so much, they have these rituals just after marriage, when the girl is coming home, she dips her feet in this red black, and then she walks inside the house.
She has wet lack, like wet paint on her feet.
Yes.
She runs around the house and leaves red footprints everywhere.
Yes.
Because lack is red. This is symbolic that the feet of Lakshmi are now, I've walked in all the rooms of your house, and now everything in your house will become auspicious because her footprints are there.